lift your name on high. Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast. Lord, I love to sing your praise. You are about to hear a kingdom living message from Reverend Kofi Asa of Dominion Embassy, a ministry committed to unveiling our Lord Jesus Christ and his kingdom system. Reverend Kofi Asa is also a pastor at the Prevailing Word Chapel. Please sit back and enjoy this anointed and insightful message.
Acts 12, 1 to 16.
Month of January, we have concentrated on the subject of faith.
Now, I want us
to understand that faith has got three components. The first one is believing. It is the active voice of faith. It actively receives. When you are believing, you are full of activity.
Now,
the second component of faith is trusting, and trusting is the passive voice of faith. It is full of rest. You passively receive a miracle.
Now,
the third component of faith is expectation, having something in focus, in mind.
Now,
you need to be a master of all three, believing, trusting, and expecting. In Acts of the Apostles, chapter 12, verse 1 to 16, we see all three components of faith displayed. First of all, we see the church so actively believing without expectation that they nearly miss God. James, an apostle, had been killed, and because it pleased the Jews, the Bible says that Herod went on to arrest the head of the apostles, that I am going to kill you after Passover.
Herod okun James ma jufu na honeni ji de ah ayaze dem ko fugo chiti hen was it Jesus no wasem wadre ho yani sori ayetimi oba ne dem no Herod kede dem za yenkoye nkochi oye peninara ozimon kan no ama yebubu hona prekra.
I'm not sure that anybody will stand for his leader to be killed.
Na minji zi de obiara bet na ho de wobohwe de ne banu yin zinyi no.
And so the church gathered leaders and they were praying. Everybody was serious and they were actively believing God that Peter will not die. They will give prayer topic and everybody was praying. But they were praying and believing without expectation, because the Bible says that when they saw Peter, they were astonished. The second component of faith we see in this story is concerning Peter, who was passively believing without expecting. He was not expecting any deliverance, so that the angel has to come and wake him up.
Na Peter na owo jezi de nyame botu ma ebibi nanso na nyenye nda kwane de nyame boss ma bofo de oba boso ni sem ma we fifiaze ho.
He was trusting the Lord. That is why he could sleep in the midst of the death threat, but he was not expecting it. The Bible says that he thought that he was dreaming.
Na Peter ze na na kwame mezo nyime de nyame botu ma ebibi na a abutoyem na na owo de nyame botu ma ebibi ono no boan ma otu mo de odwedwe no ho wodem oho yinarem no.
The third component of faith we see in this small girl called Rhoda.
Na za otie ba se Jesus a Rhoda odenezi.
She was full of expectation.
Na Rhoda nyi de kwan.
She was so expectant of Peter. She was expecting that the prayer meeting was going to bring Peter to the door that very moment, that when she heard the knock at the door and knew Peter's voice, she ran inside to the prayer meeting where maybe the apostles, the rest of the 10, the 6 deacons, all of them were there. And then he told them that Peter is at the door. And the people said, no, it cannot be possible. You are mad. But when she insisted, they spiritualized the thing. They said, look, that person who is talking behind the door cannot be Peter. It is Peter's angel. We have to continue the prayer meeting for the release of Peter. Rhoda was full of expectancy. May you be full of so much expectancy.
Na nyame endum yen eyi dado a se yare hwehwe biblia fi nyame ho a onba ni de biblia rabotim esu yen kwan na roda ye obi a na nyenye dakwan de obo hu Peter wa bra na apostles wo bompe de yare twen de nyame beyen senchene na we yi Peter efifiaze na abra otene zene fo ano oze mi kakoke chempefun de wonja impa ne bo na Peter ba was the bigger na so yen pa boyin de nyame begin na obodo osan de na nyi da kwande Peter baba we mbo ya bunumpo dem na ya hwere nyame obey hwen na brabo.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
All of the three, the church, Peter and Rhoda, they all went overboard. In other words, if you take the church who was actively believing God, they went overboard. Can you imagine that you are praying for something and somebody comes to tell you the thing that you are praying for, it has happened, and you say that it is not possible. Let me continue to pray about it. They went overboard. Similarly, Peter should not have slept. But sometimes we can go overboard with our trust until an angel comes to wake us up and say that where your things, because you must expect that you will leave this prison. Hallelujah. Rhoda went overboard. Why did she go overboard? With her expectation. She went overboard because when she heard Peter's voice, because of joy, she did not open the door. She went to the church to go and tell the leaders of the church that Peter is at the door. I have gone through this to make us to understand that God wants us to understand faith and not to go overboard with anything. Whether you are actively believing, don't go overboard with it. Whether you are trusting and you are at rest believing that God will give you a breakthrough, and you can have so much expectation that you will not do certain things that you need to do to bring your expectation to pass. Please summarize it for them.
Amen. Now, I saw you, and when you get one day, what about you, Peter? Now, so, now, when you get one day, as now, also, we see. Peter, so, all the fears were not, no, oh, yeah, as I, on your dunk or order, now, so, or day, you just in there, now, you watch my BB, now, both on the big, pursuing out, when you're in the kitchen there, so, I hang up here, or there, Edgar, now, Roda, see, ya Obia. Abra Peter Bom no on ye de anka osa nechi na kwa kachere asompe hunde won jem pain no bo na Peter aba zoide oye yin de ombo ya abon na Peter on henim no obi ahu de ampa na demokofu e ba sey nara ye nkofu a wo ma wo hokwa ma enzama ne jinse.
May the Lord help us in our walk of faith in Jesus' name.
Amen.
You know, because God gives us the chance to look at the early church and learn from them and do better with the walk of faith.
Na asora ozikani ye fesusu nyeza mehena brabo osande za waza tupono nyeza owasor na ehenusu yebwa yaboniye asen ma na ozikano.
I realize that for children of God, for believers, believing in itself is not a problem for us.
Na mehu de oye ekwisemfo yebe jezin ye ha omahen.
It's not the key issue that we struggle with.
Onye za yepre ho ansayaye.
The issue we struggle with is expectation.
Za yepre ho na oye zende yebotum ya jatumi de yenyi de kwan.
You believe that something can happen, you are positive about it, but do you expect it?
Na eya nyenenyi na hena dwunya da kwane de bibi besi na.
The early church is a picture of us because God declares the end from the beginning. The early church, they were so busy believing God and praying.
They
were doing church as usual. Imagine all of the top apostles, all of the top deacons, they are all there and they are all actively praying to God for the release of Peter. They were believing God, but they were not expecting that the thing will happen that soon. I want you to understand that God has planned a quick deliverance for you. And it can happen anytime soon. So get ready for your quick deliverance. All of the things that you have that has been imprisoned, whether it is success, whether it is a good marriage, whether it is prosperity, whatever thing that you are looking to God for, which has been imprisoned, I want you to understand that God says that there is a quick deliverance for you, but you must have expectation.
Na me pede exercise azibiara when you dey kwand there won sabeka oye awarpa oye eziye oye azibiara awara when you dey kwano me pede exercise nyamezi ojesunku bi ozebro intampearim.
For some of us, we must stop the praying that we are doing about our health and we must begin to expect the health.
Na ye mu binuma ye bompe de hena pomzin besipi no ye nje de yar bompe na ye nyi nta kwande hena pomzin no
we sipi ewie. We must stop praying about all of the blessings that we do pray about and ask ourselves, are we expecting it?
Na oyede ye tefo ye sipo san ye jina ni akede empe ya ma bonyinara no naza meshishe no and many jakwane de obotum abe mamam imprimpria.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
As we sit here right now, you must believe and you must expect that when you go home, those things that you are praying for will be realized.
Na me pede exas de abra exihe na wani jakwane de nyame be biblia mo huni de wujezi obokokan ama ebotum ebogifie no naza na eshishe de obeye no nyame ezikan ayededo.
Believing brings the blessings to the door. Expectation is a component of the door, is the key that opens the door for the blessing to walk in. One of the key things in life, ladies and gentlemen, is to have expectation and to improve on your level of expectation. Have expectation of victory, of a good life, of a happier life. Have expectation of big things happening to you, expectations of favor. You must have those expectations raised up.
Na me pede exercise de za wani de kwande ebeziye wo obrasere mi ma onye za ebobo homo zina ama wuje du kakra ma bibiara na wani de kwano so wetu mu abemi ntem.
When a woman is told that you are going to bring forth maybe next week, like 1st of March plus or minus 1 week, what happens is that 1 week to 1st March she has expectation. And that expectation may not be spoken, but it is a very strong thing that is there. It influences her action. It puts fire into her life. It changes her altogether. And that is what I am talking to you about. If you are expecting something in your life, there should be some zest to your life. There should be some fire to your life. Your life should not be flat. I came to activate that component of our faith because I believe that God has got his blessings for us, but our expectations must be raised up.
Na me pede exercise de se be sene ni de kwan de obowa na wa kachen de depend ko ba beda do ana obefida oyeza odu de mabre na nyi de kwan ye de dependent mu nara onim de bibi botu mesin en eya oyeza yen kan kese ana yen kan sho bia de oh waka depend pe but na eni a oda kwan ye de depending ma how me bibiara odam ji nara no obetwe makọ dem na oyede ame na ye nu hengezin
We'll be back briefly to continue with the word. Dominion Embassy is a non-denominational teaching ministry, and our mission is to enable people to rule in life through acknowledging the treasure of the Lord in them. Our purpose is to teach about the treasure of the Lord, namely Jesus and His kingdom system. Our vision is to fully acknowledge the person, principles, and performance of Jesus for mankind to teach the kingdom system of God. And our strategy is to bring the kingdom message and ways of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to practical living, teaching and preaching, literature, seminar, and audio visuals, all in the subliminal style of Jesus Christ. Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast.
Expectation triggers miracles. Nothing happens in a life that is low on expectation. Nothing happens in a service or in a meeting where you do not have any expectation. God raises our expectation before He raises our lives. So improve your level of expectation. And I'll talk to you about three things for the rest of the time. The first thing is that improving your level of expectation means that you must set your mind in the right direction. Your mind will not go to the right direction by itself, because the natural mind is against the things of God. It will stand against the things that God wants to bring into your life. So you must purposely set your mind in the direction of the things that you are expecting from the Lord. Consciously program your mind for success. Expect the day to be the best of the day. Expect people to help you. Expect situations to change. Program your mind that way. Because if you leave your mind, it thinks about the negative. That is how the human nature is. We gravitate towards the negative. If it is negative news, that is where we dwell on, whether in the papers or whatever thing. When there is a sin, that is what we dwell on. But when it is a good thing, we hardly recognize the good thing. But I came to tell you today in the name of Jesus, that somebody here, lift up your level of expectation, because that is the only thing that you need for your faith to come alive and for the things that you are expecting to come into your life. As you are listening to me, as you move out of this service, begin to imagine the wonderful things happening to you. Jesus Christ said that sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. In other words, He was saying that let the evils of a day end with the day. Don't carry the evils of the day into the next day, because sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. God has programmed our life in such a manner that as we are moving into a new year, as we have started a new decade altogether, He wants us to have our minds programmed in such a manner that the evils of the past decade, the evils of last year, the evils of yesterday, it should end with yesterday, because His mercies, they are renewed every morning. His grace is available every morning. So every morning and every day and every year, you must expect fresh things to happen unto you. Your expectation must be up. You may have been disappointed yesterday or last year or last decade, but Jesus says that sufficient unto the year is the evil thereof. Do not let the evil of last year and yesterday travel into the new day, because there is a fresh day and my messages are fresh and you can have fresh expectation. Don't be moved by the things that you have gone through. You can still raise your level of expectation and expect the Lord. It did not happen yesterday, but I believe that today, that this year, your messages are fresh, and I am fresh in my expectation also based upon your mercy, and these things are working into my life. We can improve our expectation because Jesus said, sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. The evil of yesterday must not travel into the next day. Let your expectation end it.
Za many dakwano wabim and yenam dem in shrenimu na ye wodem tibienimu dem na dem eni daduni nara obotumu waba eighty or de hinara ye peja na ye chuja wumpon waza yeni dakwande oboba hena brabum no.
Pastor, how does faith work? Faith works because of God's mercies. Lamentation says that it is of the Lord's compassion that we are not consumed, because his mercies never end. Great is your faithfulness. God is faithful to us because he doesn't want the evils of last decade to travel into this decade. No matter how much disappointed we are, when the day ends, the thing, the evil, the negative has ended. You can lift up your eyes and trust God that his fresh grace is bringing fresh things into your life, so your expectations can be fresh.
Na Bible said, Nyame ne humobor, na na ye mi ye nti, na ame na wo, Nyame on twene mfiasa do Sunday, ne humobor osim hoda, na owo ho afibo, dem ne saso nti, na ye de ame na wo, ye peja hengezi de, za ye ni de kwani biara no, obotu na wabem.
Conventional wisdom will say that, Pastor, you must be careful. If you expect too much, you'll be disappointed. It is okay when you raise your level of expectation for that day and you are disappointed, because you know that at least you are one day closer to the miracle.
Yeah.
And so you can lift up your faith the next day, because sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. And the mercies of God are fresh for that day. And you can have fresh expectation. When it does not happen that day also, you know that at least you are 2 days closer to that miracle. You can lift up your faith again. Hallelujah.
Amen. Na yeshe wiazi minyansa yebeke de se emma wujezi du pineke de meni dekwan chintra jamanzi ode mensaka enge anshen ye ane wezu shambo na babo surma yatasi de se yemma yenjezi du nese azeno wambem enge mpa yenimide yamben azeno dekwe usande enge etrema wachina su ohode azeno botim wabim ozama hen.
Many Christians, their faith life does not work because they refuse to subject their faith to testings.
Na eya ajezi fupi onye njezi onye juma osande ye makwanuma nyame njezi no onsonhwe anajezi no onye juma oide oye.
He said that, oh pastor, as for this one, me, I won't try.
Na eya impen piyake de me into the man mwimpo na minzim kugu.
Says the pastor, what if it does not happen?
Na said me yena wanye yeswe.
I want you to understand that God says that the faith that works is the faith that is tried. And as you continue to believe and you expect day after day, what you are doing is that you are subjecting your faith to trial. Because if you read the book of James, the Bible makes us to understand that it is possible, and Peter also says it is possible for you to refuse your faith to be tried, because you never expect get anything. You are like the early church people. You will continue to pray all right. But because you do not want to be disappointed, your expectation is not up. Let your expectation be up and let your faith be tried. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because by the trying of your faith, the faith evolves to a certain point where the tried faith begins to receive. You may be disappointed by lifting up your expectation, but that is how faith is. Faith is now. Faith is believing right now. Faith is not yesterday or tomorrow. You have to believe now. When it does not happen well enough, your faith is tried. You continue to believe because you can refuse the trying of your faith. It says that you lack patience. Let patience have its way. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So that you will be perfect and complete, entire, wanting nothing in your life. You can decide that I will have faith, but I will never subject it unto any expectation because I may be disappointed. You are not bringing your faith to perfection by refusing for it to be tried. Tell the person sitting by you, don't refuse the fire.
Na catch will be there. Men pull jano.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
God meets us at our level of expectation.
Na nyame siyanyen wo abra ubiara nyenyi dakwande nensabe kabi.
Your life will follow your expectation.
Na wabra bosu bezi za wenyi dakwande obebe mu wabra bom.
Expectation sets the limits or the boundaries to our lives.
Na za wenyi dakwano na oto ban ozimo.
When you expect, you are going to be called mad like Rhoda. When your faith is displaying itself, everybody is going to look at you and say that how come you are in this situation, but you are expecting it to change tomorrow. You are going to be called mad. And it will come to a point that they will tell you that you are too spiritual. You are seeing vision of angels. Maybe Peter's angel and all that. But the Bible says that Rhoda continued to insist that it was so. And when the apostles went to open the door and they saw Peter, these people who were praying, they were astonished. They did not think that it was going to happen that soon, because God wants us to learn from their misapplication of faith. And God wants us to be that generation of church people who are able to exercise faith in a more matured manner. The early church is the first church. It is the beginning of our strength. The latter church, as we are in, is a fully mature church. We are not going to repeat the mistakes of the early church. We must live about it. They were written to us so that we will learn from it and we will be able to jack up our expectation and receive the blessings of God.
Amen. Say yama hinge dinu du baby a ebino bekere a ana akwe sebio nitin ho aka ana abese no ye ma wan mani jedo bi bekere a na we yesusum nipa dodo na dama izemeni nara we ni jakonde obobo wa brabom no ye sa se yanhwe ni ye a obi bekere awo bibi ye na wa ha nanso asora ozikani ye asora what's your first Suzama? I mean, now there one of form na enzama went to now where when you know, I mean, now the banana when you mean, I say, near my hinges, you do my end, yaja, my one born once in a do. Ain't seen Namina summer my yas today. Fatim now what 20 years are all day, your picture hinges in na and a money bearer all day, yet you know, yet you, my name, Nishirano, or to now all your handy chaffan.
I hope you've been blessed by the word. In case you've not accepted Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, kindly say it is after me. Dear God, I repent towards you and sin. come into my heart. I make you Jesus, my Lord and Savior. Thank you for forgiving all my sins already, saving me from hell and accepting me into your kingdom as your royal child. In Jesus' name, amen. For this and other kingdom messages and books from Dominion Embassy, call 020-8078-535. Visit our website at www.dominionembassygh.org or our offices at No. 1 Karat Avenue, Eric Warden Street, near Zoom Lion offices, off Queen of Peace Academy, West Anaji Estate, Takoradi, Ghana. God richly bless you. Lord, I lift your name.